Think about this for a second. What are some of the top smells that you like that aren't food?
Good smells.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to sit here and think of good smells. Okay. I like, you know, good like soaps.
Well, while you're thinking of that,
shampoos.
All right.
Shampoos.
Top smells that aren't food. I brought my daughter into work over the weekend, right? Uh-huh. So we walk into the lobby here at work from outside, and she proclaims that she loves the smell of my work, and it's probably number two on her list of smells.
Oh, wow. She ranks smells.
And
okay.
I thought two things immediately. One, she's obviously thought about this before because she had a list.
Okay.
And two, how deep is that list? And what's number one if this lobby is number two?
Okay, wow.
So she told me that the lobby smell would have been number one, but it only hits once when you initially walk in, then it wears off.
Okay.
So she needs it to last a little longer. Other than just getting used to it. She said number one was the smell of putting her face in air conditioning.
Putting her face in air conditioning?
Yeah, like a portable air conditioner.
Okay, that's unique.
Very specific. Right, exactly.
Yes.
Number three on the list was chlorine.
Okay.
Number four on the list was a Sharpie pen.
Wow.
So I did what any normal parent would do and checked her into a clinic because we all know that huffing Sharpies is the gateway drug.
All right. Good note. Yeah, no, there was like a fragrance being pumped through the air conditioning system in a beach house that we stayed in for spring break. And it was the most heavenly scent. It's like one of those like aroma systems that gets pumped through the air conditioning, all the vents.
Yeah.
And it just was the most delightful smell. And I so want to buy it. They're pricey. But my goal now is to buy one of those like systems to like pump these nice smells through your entire house, through the air conditioning. That's probably that. And then, of course, I like a good, you know, perfume or cologne.
Yeah, but that's supposed to smell.
I know. But then you're saying, what's your favorite smells other than smooth?
You're not understanding the assignment here. The assignment is what is something that is not food or like, supposed to smell good.
You didn't say I couldn't pick perfumes. You didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying it now because you ruined the bit. So Tony says freshly cut grass and honeysuckle, the best smells.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I do enjoy freshly cut grass. And then second to freshly cut grass for me would be freshly cut pine. Like,
okay.
And we recycle our Christmas trees into the backyard, right?
Yeah.
For the woodland creatures and all that stuff.
Sure.
And so I'll get close to it with the lawnmower when I mow in the springtime and summer, and I'll run over some of that old pine, and man, it just gets you that whiff of pine, and it's awesome.
Makes you feel good. Okay, so my son did happen to mention the other day when we were driving home the smell of burning wood. He loves that.
Yeah. Yeah. Campfire. Sydney also texts in and says campfire. That is 100% accurate. Your son is right on. And that's one of the things when you fire up that solo stove at night and you just crank that thing on and you get that, you throw in some cedar maybe. Oh, so good.
Morgan says rain on hot asphalt or movie theater popcorn.
Or just the smell of rain.
Yeah.
I mean, I sound like your grandma right now. Oh, it smells like rain.
But the smell of
the rain is great. Bethany says the weirdest thing ever, but my favorite smell that's not food is a blown out candle. Like the smoke wafting through the air after you blow out the candle is top notch. You know what?
Wow.
I gotta be honest. That's a good one.
And then if it's a good smelling candle on top of that.
Well, that's a good one.
That's good.
Danielle says fresh linen. Yep. And gasoline.
I know a lot of people like gasoline smell.
I was going to say my wife is one of them. She enjoys gasoline.
Wow.
Makes all the sense in the world now.
Yeah. Tina from Shelbyville, when my lilac bush blooms outside my kitchen window. Mm. Just crack the window.
Yeah.
Let that
plants.
In. That's nice.
Sure. Plants.
Yes. Yeah. Gardenias also smell really good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Now gardening corner.
Gardening corner. Listen.
Anyways, thought it was funny. Just the things that aren't supposed to smell good, but to you, they do smell good.
Okay.
C wrote
I'm
in
gonna
and said
typical.
Paint. The smell of paint.
Ooh.
And Tina from Shelbyville texted in and said, I love the smell of skunk.
Tina, what is happening? Tina, I was with you with the lilac bush blooms, but now skunks? No, Tina. No, Tina.
Unless Tina is talking about a different skunk smell. And Tina, that's not legal in the state of Kentucky yet.
No, she included a skunk emoji. She means the animal.
All right. All right. If you've got anything, feel free. 502-795-1997. But yeah, I thought it was funny. My daughter was like, man, I love the smell of your work. It's number two on my list.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's 99.7 EJX.